CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Good morning, dear. Wake up. Wake up.
I'm awake. Think I can sleep the way you've been chasing around the house, thundering up and down the stairs.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought I was being quiet.
Quiet? Boy, that's what you call being quiet.
Well, I certainly didn't know I would wake you up. Usually you wouldn't wake up if a herd of buffalo stampeded through the bedroom.
Well, that is true. Oh, I might wake up if one of them ran across the bed and stepped on me.
I doubt it. Come on, get up. Lay there.
Why, what's the rush? Didn't late?
Mrs. Tenney is coming to clean today.
Oh. So naturally you have to hurry and clean the house before she gets here.
I only pick up. Mrs. Tenney doesn't know where things go, and if I don't pick up, she just puts them away in drawers and closets helter-skelter. I never can find anything. I want you to get up so I can get the breakfast dishes done before she comes. Anyhow, I don't want you rushing this morning. We have to talk about getting a new washing machine. I cannot put it off any longer now.
Look, I told you.
We cannot wait forever, dear, for one of your pals to get it for us wholesale.
George said he would call.
That was 3 days ago, and he hasn't called. This is summertime, and there are more things to wash, especially with Bobby's clothes and Betsy's clothes.
Why? Bobby just runs around in a pair of shorts most of the time.
Well, they have to be washed. And I have blouses and shorts, and you have sports shirts and shorts you put on clean each day you get home from the office. Now the laundry basket is piling up, and if we're going to get a new washing machine anyway, you know, then we have to get one right away. And frankly, you know as well as I do, every time you have a friend who is going to get something for us wholesale, it usually winds up costing us more than if we'd just gone down and gotten one. Now, since we're not going to get our old one fixed, dear, and we are going to... Dear!
Yes, darling. All right. I'll call George before I leave.
Not what I said.
Yeah, I'll call him up, and he gets up early, too. Look, if we can save some money, let's save it.
Well, do something, because I have to have a washing machine. Aren't you coming to breakfast?
Yeah, I'm coming. You want me to call George about getting us a new washing machine. His sister asked. It seems that George and his family have gone off on a month's vacation.
Oh, honestly.
Well, he's got a right to go on a vacation.
I know, but there, you see, just what I said. Every time one of your friends offers to get something for us wholesale, it winds up causing us more inconvenience and trouble in the long run than if we had just...
I spoke to George Tuesday at lunch. He didn't say one word about going away on a vacation. He said he had a cousin who could get us a washing machine wholesale. He's in the business or something. George promised to call him. He promised me he'd call him, then he was going to call me back.
Drink your orange juice, dear. Your egg is almost done. I say forget George, and you meet me downtown at noon at the department store, where they have a wide selection, and let's buy one. I have to wash clothes, and as long as we're not getting our old one fixed anymore, then let's get a new one now.
You don't need me. I don't know anything about washing machines.
Well, when we spend that much money on anything, I think we should buy it together.
Well, I don't know if I'll have time today.
Dear, Betsy is coming home day after tomorrow from 2 weeks of camp.
Day after tomorrow?
Yes.
Thought she wasn't coming home till Sunday.
No, we go get her Friday, and if I recall from my days at camp, everything she took will need to be dumped in a washing machine.
I suppose. Gee whiz, I didn't realize it was so soon.
Yeah, she'll be home Friday. We can get her Friday.
Yeah, it'd be good to have her home again, huh?
Yeah.
You know, these 2 weeks have seemed kind of funny without her.
Haven't they, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I certainly missed her.
Me, too.
She certainly hasn't missed us. Even after I addressed and stamped cards for her to mail to us, she didn't even take the time to write one line. One line!
I know, well.
Tell you, they don't truly.
I never did either, I'll bet, when I was in camp. It's just the way kids are, I guess.
Well, I'll leave Bobby with Mrs. Tenney, and you meet me downtown this noon. Now, dear, I have to have a washing machine.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I couldn't get away from the office.
Well, there you are. Sorry to keep you waiting. How's it going? Have you been here long?
20 minutes.
Oh, have you? Well, you already bought one?
Already bought one? I can't even get anybody to wait on me. Can you, what do you mean, already bought one? I don't know what we want.
What do you mean? Thought you were getting the same kind we had, only a newer model. That's why I wondered why you wanted me along.
Oh, no. I thought we ought to look them all over, dear.
Well, why? I mean, we've certainly gotten good service out of our old one. Why not stick with that?
Maybe I will, but I think we ought to look them all over.
Well, now why?
Oh, really? Because women are not such creatures of habit as men are, dear. Do you realize that ever since you bought your first car years ago, whenever you get a new one, you get exactly the same
car? Yes, I know. I realize that. When I find a good thing, why should I change?
Yes.
I hung on to you, didn't I?
I've heard you passionately defend it. Your friends try to tell you about their cars, but always your car is the best.
Well, that's just because it is. That's
well, never
all.
Mind cars. Now, we're buying a washing machine. That is, if we can get a salesman.
Well, I don't know, darling. I mean, I don't have too much time. I got some people coming in. I got appointments. I got to get back to the office.
Well, there's two men flying past to wait on me. They raced on. They were sorry. They were busy. Somebody in a minute would be along, you know.
Of course, if we didn't want to buy one, if we were just looking, we'd be swamped with sales.
Yes, always. Never fails.
Yeah, it always is. Well, let's look around. Let's see what's here. Boy, they have an awful lot of them, huh?
Yeah.
They have every kind. Probably all good. I don't know how you're going to tell just looking, anyhow.
Well, so confusing. You see them all advertised. They all act as though theirs are the best. Well, Anne has this kind, which she swears by, but Myra had one. She said she didn't like it at all.
Oh?
Well,
there you are. What's Myra got?
Let's see what this she has. This looks like one Myra had. Yes. In fact, it's exactly the same model. She just got a new one, too. She had her old one 11 years, and she gave that to her sister. She said it was still good, but she fixed a new laundry room, and she wanted a washer and a dryer to match. So she
Well, look, if Myra thinks hers is so good, why not get the same?
I don't like the shape of it.
The shape?
No.
She says the important thing is how it washes clothes, not what it looks like.
Well, of course it's important what it looks like. I like one that looks graceful.
Well, you talk about men being funny about buying things. You women are just as peculiar. You're worse when we were looking for a second-hand car for you. You remember all you worried about was the color. You didn't give a hoot about what the motor was like.
Does it have a motor?
Yeah, it has a motor. The thing that makes it go.
Well, I don't know anything about motors. They all look alike anyhow. But I know whether I like the color or style of something, and I don't like the style of that washing machine at all. Now there, way over there. Wait a minute, that one over there by the post. You see that washer?
Yeah.
That I can see from here. That I like that.
Well, all right. Let's see what kind it is. Come on.
Hey.
Same kind we had.
What?
Yeah, same kind.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a new model of it. Oh, well, now I like that. I like that, dear.
Well, all right, let's get it then.
Well, don't you think we ought to let a salesman tell us about all of them before we decide definitely?
Why, for Pete's sake? You like the styles, the same kind we had. It's always given us such good service. In fact, you talk about me and my car. You've always sworn by our washing machine, too. I mean, I've heard you tell your friends that you wouldn't have any other car. You swear
that.
By it. And...
But I still think we should look them all over and hear what the salesman has to say about them. I like to hear them give all those.
You know darn well this is what you're going to buy in the end, after all. I just don't have time to stand around while a salesman goes through a sales pitch on every machine here. Why put him to all that nonsense when you know that this is what you're going to wind up getting anyhow?
Well,
I mean, all that. Oh, look, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Could you wait on us a minute?
I'm sorry. I'm just going to lunch. Mr. McPherson can help you. He'll be free shortly. Hey, Mac.
Well, look, we want to buy a washing machine.
Yes, well, I'm just going to lunch. Mr. McPherson has a customer right now.
Well,
he'll be right with you.
Understand, we know what kind we want. All you have to do is just write up the order.
Yes,
my wife has to have a washing machine.
Yes,
we'd like to have it delivered today, you know. It's a charge account. All you have to do is
I'm sorry, but I've already punched out for lunch. But I'll see if I can find somebody right away for you.
Well,
hey, Joe, you busy? These people want to buy a washer.
He doesn't even have to sell us on it.
I know. Control yourself, dear. We might as well sit down over here and wait and hope somebody has time to take our order.
I'm telling you, in the time it takes that guy to run around looking for somebody else to wait on us, he could have written up that order himself.
Well, it's probably a bad hour, dear. They're busy. There's sales all over the store, I know, downstairs.
You know, in the old days, if you walked into a store and you said, I want to buy a washing machine, and this is the one I want, 6 salesmen would have leaped on you like football players.
12.
You know that. 12. this guy is mad, mind you. He's mad at us because we're holding up his lunch. Listen to him.
Well,
over
yesterday
there.
I had to take over for Hannigan. I didn't even get out for lunch. The last time I do him a favor.
Yeah, I tell you, come on. I'm not going to start. Let's go somewhere
else. We're here now. We're
there
here.
There are other stores. Now, let's go somewhere
let
else.
Let us stay here. We're here now, and you haven't much time anyhow. And I have to have a washing machine at once. Oh, here he comes now. Now, don't lose your temper and make him mad, because I want him to deliver it today, if possible, dear Rita.
What do you mean? I have to beg him with tears in my eyes to wait on it?
Now, don't be silly. All I'm asking you to do is just wait for
I guess I'll have to take your order myself. Which washer did you want?
This one. This one right here, if you please, if it's not too much trouble.
Dear. and we'd like it delivered today, because, you see, I...
Today?
Yes.
Oh, that'll take at least 10 days to 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Well, sometimes 6 weeks. Let me check with the warehouse. If you're lucky and we can... give me the warehouse, please. If you're lucky and we have it in stock, where do you live?
13 Rainbow Lake Drive.
Way out there? Well, the truck doesn't go out there till next Tuesday anyway. Oh, Joe, have we got any XL475J model washers left? Oh, we have. Okay. Sold the last one yesterday, but we're expecting a new shipment in any day, so if you want to leave your phone number...
Look, I am desperate. Could we have the one right here?
This is our floor sample. We couldn't let that go. Well, of course, I can take a special order, but I can't promise anything. Even when I mark them rush, they sometimes don't come in for 3 weeks.
Well,
Hey, Harry, tell Bill to wait a minute, will you?
Oh.
I'll go to lunch with him.
Look, we're holding you up, so we'll just try someplace else, thank you.
Yeah, well, you might have better luck. Okay, I'm sorry. Mac, I'm going to lunch with Bill.
It is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. It's unbelievable. There he goes. There goes the new type of salesman. Now, how does a guy like that keep his job? Will you tell me?
I don't know, dear. There are other stores and other sales. Now, come on.
Your
lunch hour is over. We'll look again tomorrow. Come on, now, stop mumbling, dear.
Well, times have changed. Times have certainly changed.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with John Griggs and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Houghton speaking.